Have you ever had one of those dreams that just vanishes? You wake up and poof, it's gone. But then there are, well, other kinds of dreams. The ones you chase with your eyes wide open. You work at them. And that's really at the heart of our deep dive today. We're looking into this incredible project called Dream to Destiny.
Yeah, we're using some excerpts here titled Dream to Destiny, Translating Lord Mahavira's Teachings.
Exactly. And the mission behind it is, well, it's pretty monumental. They set out to translate the Agamas. These are, you know, the core scriptures, Lord Mahavira's actual preachings, passed down for centuries.
Yeah.
And the goal, to bring them into English.
Which is huge, making that ancient wisdom accessible.
Absolutely. It's not just swapping words. It's about unlocking insights on nonviolence, truth, self-realization. I mean, core principles for a completely new generation, bridging huge gaps in time and culture.
It's such an inspiring vision. The source material calls it dreaming with eyes wide open. It mentions Puja Gurudev, a revered spiritual leader. His exceptional faith and tireless efforts really drove this.
That's right. It wasn't just talk. No, definitely not. It led to actually establishing several significant missions, you know, real world things, things like the Armuva group for youth, look and learn for education, spiritual centers, Tuparistam, Pawandam, Pavitretam, tangible stuff.
And connecting that wider vision back to this specific project, the Agama translation, it had real milestones, important ones, like the republication ceremony for the Agama scriptures back in December 2011. That was at Pairstam. And then another big celebration, equally grand, in January 2012 at Pawandam.
So these weren't just parties then?
Oh, no. Far from it. They were sort of public affirmations, rallying points, signaling progress, you know, keeping the momentum going for this huge spiritual task.
What really stands out to me, though, is the collaboration. It says more than 50 learned intellectuals were involved from different countries, different cultures, all supporting this translation mission. That's quite something.
It really is. And beyond the academic side, the whole editing and publication effort had guidance, too, from holy monks and nuns across various religious sects.
Oh, wow. So real spiritual oversight.
Exactly. It adds this profound layer of, well, validation, authenticity. It shows how the project really brought together, you know, intellectual effort and deep spiritual wisdom.
So thinking about you, our listener, what does this actually mean for an individual? The English translation, it has a very clear purpose. It's meant to help young people today, whether they're in India or living abroad, to really learn and grasp Lord Mahavira's teachings.
The idea is to help people understand their true identity, their true self, and, you know, move closer to Paramatma, the supreme soul, the ultimate state of purity.
That's a really profound personal journey it's aiming to support.
And they thought about how to make that journey accessible. The distribution plan is extensive. These translated scriptures, they aren't just going to sit somewhere. They'll be in libraries, universities, gene centers, India and internationally.
Okay, so wide physical reach.
And digital, too. Critically, they'll be online as ebooks on Kindle, plus traditional books and DVDs, which makes searching for specific topics really easy. It makes the wisdom truly navigable and global.
And it seems Puja Gurudev really wanted to involve everyone possible in this. The source says you can contribute, share knowledge, give your time, or provide financial support, become part of it.
Which brings up a really interesting question, I think, for you listening. When you see a project like this, preserving ancient wisdom, but using very modern tools to spread it, what does that make you think? How does that maybe change how you think about accessing knowledge, especially ancient knowledge, in your own life?
It's quite a story, isn't it? From this wide open dream of one person to this massive global effort to share ancient wisdom with the world today, making it truly accessible.
Yeah. And maybe something to think about after this is over. In our world, which is so connected yet often feels, I don't know, fragmented, what happens when we make a conscious effort like this one to translate and really widely share the core texts from any tradition? How might that shape how we all understand the big human questions, our shared experiences, what we aspire to? Just something to ponder.